96.3 WHUR Afternoons with Allison and Mark. Is it that time? It's that time.
Here's what's on Allison's timeline now.
Good afternoon. Wow. This report is sponsored by...
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so how about this? I have like 30 pages of things in front of me right now. Yes. So I'm about to freestyle this.
Okay, free.
Let's open with a very big happy birthday on this Friday, February 21st, for a lion in the civil rights movement, Congressman John Lewis.
Wow.
He's 80 years old today. He just means everything to me. He is a pure sense of, I don't know, inspiration. You know, we've all seen what he went through in the belly of hatred down in the South back in the day, right?
He was there. He's got the receipts, as you can say. His body was beaten and bowed, but never broken.
Absolutely. All right, let's get in a little bit of politics. The Russians are at it again. Election officials are warning lawmakers that Russia is already taking steps to interfere in the 2020 presidential election, right? Including hacking, weaponizing social media, which is terrifying to me for some reason, I guess because it's so pervasive, and then also attacks on election infrastructure. Mm. So I don't know why we can't, like, do something about this. Or
you know why
people... Why, Mark?
You know why? Because people don't want to believe it.
Okay.
And you saw what Facebook, you know, their declaration, was it last month? They said that it's not their responsibility to check the advertisements. It's the onus is on the people who are using Facebook.
So
you got to check. You agree with that?
Yeah.
Okay, because they're taking the money for the advertisement, even though it may be false.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
My thing, though, is, too, like, if somebody is, you know, throwing hate darts or trying to divide racially or what have you, look at their followers. If they have, like, 20 followers, it might be a robot.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It might be a robot.
It might be a robot.
Okay.
All right, look, how about some good news?
Okay.
Let's celebrate a teacher, Mr. Azel Prather. He is a pre-kindergarten teacher at KIPP DC Arts. He was recently featured on Ellen DeGeneres. Let's listen to a little bit of that.
I love this next story so much. After learning his students couldn't afford haircuts, a kindergarten teacher in D.C. was inspired to treat his school to a day of pampering. His videos from that day have received millions of views. From Washington, D.C., please welcome Azel Prather.
This is crazy.
You're an amazing guy. You're
Thank
a good, good man.
I appreciate
okay.
It.
All right. So tell everybody about your school.
So it's a Title I school. I'm about 350 students. I'm working in early childhood education. So I'm pre-K 3 to kindergarten. So about 3 to 5 years old. And it's pretty much like a safe haven for us. I mean, they get to come in and they know when we're in school, it's a great place for them. It's a safe place for them. And we're going to learn and have fun. Yeah. I mean, it's a different kind of neighborhood. My kids go through things that we probably couldn't imagine. I mean, it's crime ridden, poverty. Sometimes we're at recess. We might hear gunshots and got to go inside. So for them to be able to come inside and come in my class and come in that school and they know that we're okay in here and we're gonna be good and we're gonna have some fun, that's what I want to provide to them.
Yeah, so Ellen, he took his money that he needed, $7,000, to fix his car, and so to put in his foundation that he's starting for these beautiful children. So Ellen gave him a new car and also $20,000 for his foundation. So he was on Fox 5 today. Hopefully, you know, you can come in and spend a little time with us in our neighborhood over here. So that's a good teacher. Let's end with a bad teacher out of Florida, suspended after investigators say that she put hand sanitizer in a child's mouth to wash it out.
Literally. Did he curse?
Well, the students told administrator that the student told the school that, yeah, he was talking loudly in class when the teacher said, "You should have your mouth washed out with soap." No soap, so she reportedly or allegedly grabbed hand sanitizer and pumped it into the child's mouth. You know, so six students say, yes, that did happen. The teacher says, no, he grabbed it and he did it himself. Mm-hmm. But the teacher has been suspended for 10 days. Now, this story had me thinking, I wish...
She would.
So I want to know what do you do as a parent when your child comes home and says this happened? What would you do? Call me 202-432.
It's a black radio station.
Yeah, WHUR.
TV news in the morning, radio fun in the afternoon is Allison Seymour and her hubby Mark Clark on 96.3 WHUR.